Another mouthful.
Yeah.
Speaking of mouthfuls, and do you hear what I did there?
Yeah, I like that. Very good.
Yeah, it's highly trained radio professional. Don't try this at home. 641. Speaking of mouthfuls today, caller reminded me of this. Today is National Pancake Day at IHOP. You can go to any IHOP location and get a free short stack, but they do ask that you make a donation, and that will go to Children's Miracle Network.
So, very good. Excellent. Yeah.
And they also have some other local charities, perhaps, that and I don't know what our local stores are doing. We have two IHOPs here locally. In fact,
right,
as you learned last week on this very radio show, the IHOP in College Station is the oldest restaurant in College Station.
That's right. The one that,
As someone, you know, someone tried to say Fort Shiloh, but you have a very difficult time getting a table at Fort Shiloh these days.
That's right. Well, you could wait and wait and wait. And
you're going to wait for a while.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
just going to wait for
and,
a
you
while.
You know, and if you wait through the seasons, you might want to bring a jacket,
yes,
you know, during the winter.
An umbrella, perhaps.
Yeah.
And shorts in the summertime.
Right, sure. Yeah. It'll be there. And you can, hey, and you could find a Christmas tree at Christmas time.
Absolutely.
Too.
Well, absolutely.
Might not be a bad wait.
So, if you want to do that, that's all day today at IHOP. They've done this since 2006. Free short stack. And,
they can make some flapjacks there.
You know,
yes,
they're pretty good at it, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Man.
And, but yeah, they just ask that you make a donation, and that money will then go to Children's Miracle Network. Scott Rasmussen is one of the better-known pollsters around.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, right now, 42% of people in the latest Rasmussen poll that was released yesterday are strongly disapproving of the president's job rating or his job performance. That's his lowest rating in more than a month. Only 26% of the nation's voters that were polled actually strongly approve of President Obama in his role as president. Now, interestingly enough, what we also see is that for the first time since late December of 2011, so late December, just a couple of months ago, Mitt Romney now leads the president in a hypothetical 2012 matchup. Romney gets 45% of the vote, while the president only gets 43%. And he holds a 9-point advantage, Romney does, against unaffiliated voters. Now, that's interesting because that's contrary to what we've been hearing recently in the news, that Obama was leading all the Republican contenders.
Right, but even the generic Republican.
Right,
yeah.
But it's not just Romney that has the lead. Ron Paul now leads the president in a hypothetical presidential race. In that matchup, 43% of people would vote for Paul compared to 41% voting for Obama. 10% would vote for some other option, a figure that includes 17% of Republicans that were polled. That's pretty astounding if you look at that.
That's good news for Paul. Bad news is he doesn't lead Romney or Santorum.
Well, and again, you know, Ron Paul is not, you know, he's good to have for an alternative point of view, but and he definitely has spirited followers, but yeah, it's not going to
be the president.
No, not even close. Speaking of the president, every once in a while, you know, we all flub up. And sometimes we forget names. This is the president at the meeting with the state governors. This is a state dinner. Okay, this is the official deal.
Yeah. Will not get salt. It can be done though. Jack O'Malley, where's Jack? All right, not Martin.
It's the governor of Maryland, and his name is Martin O'Malley.
Uh-huh.
But you know, hey.
Well, his friends call him Jack.
Where's Jack?
Where's Jack?
Where's Jack?
Not Martin. Where's Martin? Sorry.
Don't lie to me, because you're in here.
Right.
And what's funny is, you know, he handled it with aplomb, or however you want to say it, because Governor O'Malley of Maryland did, because he actually said he has a son named Jack, and he said back to the president, I thought my son had crashed the party.
Uh-huh.
So
that was good.
And in the president's defense, apparently, Jack O'Malley is a former Chicago prosecutor and a lecturer at the University of Chicago, where Obama also lectured. So apparently he doesn't know someone named Jack O'Malley.
Yeah, we all do that.
Well, but again, you know, we all get the names wrong. But
that's right.
From a balanced standpoint, you know, we always heard. How many times did George Bush get called out for mispronouncing stuff and this, that, and the other? And you just didn't hear this very much. So.
Yeah.
And then, interestingly enough, and people with way too much time on their hands, this guy's name is Keith Coffler, and he is a White House reporter, and he has a blog called White House Dossier, and the cut line on it, or what he says, is that as of he's talking about how it's dedicated to preserving freedom by holding the White House to account. Well, what he brought up is perhaps in that state governor's meeting, maybe a little bit of a double standard going on there from a dietary standpoint. Because apparently the White House has proposed mandating meals for elementary school kids that include For example, and he posts a Wednesday lunch menu from a proposal on the White House website, and I'm guessing this would be perhaps for a school lunch. A chef salad including 1 cup romaine, a half an ounce of low-fat mozzarella, and 1.5 ounces of grilled chicken with whole wheat bread,
uh-huh.
A soft pretzel, cooked corn, raw baby carrots, a banana, skim milk, skim chocolate milk, low-fat ranch or low-fat Italian. But here's what they fed the governors. A garden salad, bread and butter, a 12-ounce ribeye steak, cream spinach, crab mac and cheese, and pear tart with ice cream, and oh yes, white wine as well. I thought you were supposed to serve red wine with beef.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I'm
especially with pear tart and ice cream.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm not the resident sommelier here at
yeah.
Bryan Broadcasting, but
Judy and I were, when we were eating our pear tart and ice cream last night.
Uh-huh.
She tried to give me the red wine.
Oh, did you scoff
said,
at her?
I said, hon.
Hon.
Come on.
Dear.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweetheart.
Yeah.
What are we? Philistines?
And, but anyway, we'll try it again tonight, get it right.
Apparently, yeah. Apparently the caloric count on this meal that they served at the meeting of the governors there in Washington, 2,250 calories just for that one meal.
Huh.
You know, if you factor in that you're supposed to, for the average caloric intake or the recommended caloric intake for some women is 2,000 calories, and for some men would be 2,500. So I don't know if they told them, skip lunch, we've got you covered for dinner tonight. But so, yeah, there you go. 2,200 calorie dinner last night at the White House. And
yeah.
I'm
sure they starved for it, you know, just looking forward to
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely.
Not
going to
eat today.
They're pecking around going, okay, what time's dinner?
Yeah, give me another baby carrot.
I need a snack.
I'm waiting for dinner.
Yeah.